Some of my first memories are of doctors' waiting rooms. We lived in a part of the world where I had to be vaccinated rather frequently as a small child against things like cholera and yellow fever. And I remember vividly the sense of anticipation tinged with dread as we sat there, my mother and I, for our name to be called. But in my case, it was mingled also with a certain anticipation of delight, because the recompense for the jab was a visit to the toy shop. This is a tradition, I may say, that I've maintained into adult life, although now I go not to the toy shop, but to the nearest bookshop. Waiting rooms. Doctors' waiting rooms especially have a particular atmosphere, a sense of suspense, of dread sometimes, of anxiety frequently, of hope often, waiting for the results of tests that may be good, waiting for the results of tests that may be not so good. And there people sit and wait in this strange state of being. This Sunday morning, the Sunday in between Ascension and Pentecost, we have to imagine the disciples and Mary sitting in the upper room in Jerusalem, which is a waiting room. There they are, waiting. They're waiting for the fulfillment of a promise that has been given to them. Jesus has said, "I'll send you the gift of the Spirit, so go to Jerusalem and wait there." And there they do wait. They wait patiently. They don't do a lot other than pray, we're told in Scripture, and sing songs and hymns and break bread together. Fundamentally, they are waiting until God is ready to give the gift that he is going to bring. And as they wait in that upper room, they're a perfect image of the church, of all of us, as we wait. As we wait here for the perfection of God's purpose, as we wait for him to give the gift that he's going to give, as we wait for the risen Christ to come as judge at the end of the age, as we wait for the consummation of all things. Singing songs as we do this morning, and saying our prayers, and breaking bread together, but fundamentally waiting. Not easy to wait in a world that is chronically bad at waiting. We live in an age that just can't bear that sense of interval, when there isn't anything in particular that you can be getting on with, and you're waiting on someone else's timing and will, as the apostles waited on the Lord's promised gift. We hate waiting. Just think how ground up, how wound up we become as we're sitting in front of our laptops, and that little thing is going round and round and round, maybe only for a very few seconds. When will it be over? When will it happen? We want to get on constantly. And in order not to have to wait, we fill possible waiting time with distractions and with rush and with bustle.